Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC New York Public Radio, this is The Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Brian Lehrer. This is just one segment of our show, but every interview is available on demand at WNYC.org. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and yesterday, as you know, Saddam Hussein was sentenced to death by hanging. The trial went anything but smoothly along the way. It was filled with shouting, defiant silence, even assassinations. But now that it is finally over, will this give Iraqis some feeling of closure, at least on Saddam? We are interested in what our Iraqi and other Arab listeners are feeling in the wake of this news. How do you feel about this sentence? Will this continue to feed the sectarian violence that fills Iraq, or will it help bring Iraqis together? And what's your personal reaction to this court, this process, this sentence on Saddam Hussein? Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. This is a special call-in for Iraqi Americans first, any other Arab Americans second, Muslim Americans third. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And joining me for a few minutes to help take your calls and discuss reaction to the sentence are Nadia Bilbasi, senior correspondent for Al Arabiya in Washington, and Camille Mahdi from the Institute of Arab and Islamic Studies at Exeter University. Camille, I believe, an Iraqi exile herself. Camille and Nadia, thanks very much for himself. Thanks very much for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Camille, let me begin with you. Your reaction to the verdict?
Well, the verdict was expected. I think Saddam Hussein, of course, in the eyes of his victims, millions of them, the vast majority of the Iraqi people, he was always guilty. So the question really to ask is, what was the trial about, and what did it achieve?
Your own answer to that?
Well, my answer is that it did not really, for example, show us his rise to power. What was behind his rise to power? What were the forces that helped him along? What were the failures that
you want to expose the American role? Is that it?
Well, not just American role. Certainly the American role, yes, but also failures in the Iraqi political system and the actions of particular Iraqi political forces. We also wanted to know not just his rise to power. We wanted to know really how he corrupted the state institutions. This is a lesson to be learned for the future. His embezzlement of funds, his responsibility for the war with Iran, and subsequently all the major decisions that have been so detrimental to Iraq. I think to isolate the trial into a trial of the person over one of his relatively, it's not of course a minor misdemeanor, but a relatively minor action over his 35-year rule is really not helpful. Not
so
helpful
before you would see him executed, even if you agree that he should be sentenced to death for these particular atrocities, you would like to see a series of trials so that more of the truth comes out of the entire context of the Saddam regime. Is that correct?
Well, I would like to see trials over his conduct of government and over the system of government. Mm-hmm. I would like the trial not to be a trial of the person as such, but the regime. Mm-hmm. This wasn't a trial of the
Nadia Bilbasi, how are you covering the sentence for Al Arabiya from Washington?
Well, for us here, we're just getting reaction from the administration, or basically describing what President Bush said as a great day for the Iraqi people. He was saying that the justice that Saddam Hussein denied to so many of his victims, at least he had a fair trial, according to the administration. Also, we were raising questions about the timing of the verdict, whether it was coinciding with the congressional election or not. Tony Snow was telling us that's absolutely not the case, and the Iraqi judicial system is independent of American interference. So for us, at least, we're covering the administration reaction to the verdict.
Right. And do you think that there's any evidence that indicates that the timing could have been manipulated this month? It was a very long, very complicated trial.
Well, it's a long and complicated trial, but I don't know, really. I have not come any across anything to show that actually it was manipulated. But, I mean, who knows? I mean, the situation in Iraq is very complex, and we don't know so many details. But saying that, at least we go with the official response or reaction that it was no manipulation.
And a call-in for Iraqi Americans, other Arab Americans, your reactions to Saddam Hussein being sentenced to death. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Ahmed in Queens, you're on WNYC. Good morning, Ahmed.
Yes, good morning. How are you? You have a great show. Always I listen to you, and I'm really pretty fan for the BBI. Anyhow, my question is this trial has good credibility? If this has good credibility, we need to see published evidence and this stuff for the historical point of view 10 years from now, 20 years from now. That need to be credible. And also, this also, dictatorship should not be tolerated, and this is a good sign for the future in the area and elsewhere. For violence in Iraq, I would say American troops and American foreign policy, I would say very, very responsible for a lot of lives in Iraq, and what responsibility now for George Bush to pull out or not to pull out. But this is going to be in American history, and it's going to be fingerprinted.
So this comes back. This comes back to George Bush for you.
I'm sorry?
This comes back. This is the trial of Saddam Hussein for mass murders that he had his government commit at that time. But this comes back to George Bush for you in some way?
I would say yes. This is one of the positives of the dictatorship, is that escape out and live somewhere else with his money and so on. And this is, I really pro any dictatorship to be in trial.
Right. Okay. Ahmed, thank you very much. Nadia, I know you have to go in a minute. Do you have any sense that a lot of Arab Americans are feeling that way today? They're glad that Saddam Hussein wasn't allowed to go out in exile and live somewhere, but they want to see him and maybe other dictators stand trial for the nature of their administrations.
Well, I mean, I cannot speak on behalf of the Arab Americans, but I can tell you in general the feedback I have seen from the Arab world, from the newspapers, editorial, etc., that people thought that at last, there was a mixed reaction. I mean, in Iraq, for example, it shows that it is a divided country. The people who were receiving end of Saddam Hussein's atrocities, i.e. the Shiites and the Kurds, were very happy with the verdict. Although we have to say, we have to draw attention here to the president of Iraq, Jalal Talabani, who refused to sign the execution order because he's against the death penalty. And I think, from personal point of view, I applaud him for that. Generally speaking, there is people in the Arab world who believe that, yes, he should be executed. He was a dictator. He killed thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of Iraqis. And at the time of the killing, we didn't hear many voices against him, whether from the West in America and Britain in particular, who lead in the war against him now, or from any other Arab regimes. So for them, it's a day of reckoning for the people, the victims who were executed at Saddam's reign of terror. But saying that, again, there is people who question the trial, who think, again, with your guest, so many questions unanswered, his role in the Iran war, how he rose to power, etc. And people felt they deprived from that, of seeing that on the trial itself. And there is people who defended him. I was very surprised to see how many people defended him and how many people mistrust and distrust American policy. And nothing they can do is seen right in the eyes of many people in the Arab world, because the policy is discredited. And therefore, they saw the trial is biased. They didn't see it as independent. And they saw the verdict, although expected, but in a certain in a way it was timed to benefit the Republicans here. At least this is what I saw and I've read in the Arab press.
Nadia Bilbasi, senior correspondent for Al Arabiya in Washington, thank you very much for coming on with us.
My pleasure.
Still with us, Kamil Mahdi, lecturer in the Institute of Arab and Islamic Studies at Exeter University. Is that your sense, two of Arab Americans as a whole? I really realize it's extremely hard to generalize in a very diverse population, Iraqis and many others in this country, but that there is less of a sense of perhaps celebration that Saddam Hussein was found guilty and got such a harsh sentence, the death sentence, for the things he did, rather than focus on the current situation and the United States government?
Well, I can speak for Arab Europeans here, and I expect there's probably not a lot of difference in among Arab Americans in terms of reactions. Obviously, reactions are mixed, but the main issue here remains one of the condition that Iraq is in now, and the conditions under which the trial was carried out. There's always this in the background, that this wasn't really a trial, an Iraqi trial, the trial by the Iraqi people.
Well, what do you think? Nadia brought this up, too, as a dominant theme in the Arab press today. But certainly the Iraqi government would say that they went to great pains to make sure that this was an indigenous Iraqi thing and was not an American show trial. And we've seen, you know, judges removed, lawyers assassinated, all of this stuff. What's your own opinion? Do you think the trial was legitimate?
Well, I mean, obviously, I don't. I think the trial, it's not a matter of is it legitimate or is it not legitimate. Putting Saddam Hussein to answer any kind of charges, real charges about real crimes that he's committed, is something that people obviously wanted to see. But at the same time, the trial was in no way a trial carried out by Iraqis. I mean, in the sense of Iraqis being in charge in a situation where there is a semblance of peace and normality, where people can really reflect effectively on what was happening. Most of the time that the trial was taking place, people were concerned with their own lives at the moment, not of the with the past crimes of Saddam Hussein. This is the real problem of this trial.
Ari in Hackensack, you're on WNYC. Thank you for calling. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, sir. How are you?
Okay.
I appreciate your show. I'd like to comment about the sentence of Saddam Hussein.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe he got what he deserved. But on the other hand, we have to look at the whole picture in the Middle East. A lot of crime had been gone without any judgment in some people, especially with the crisis in the Palestinian-Israeli situation, which is 1,000 Palestinians have been killed. Nobody asked who killed them. Yesterday, 50 Palestinians killed. Nobody even talked about it in the news today. The double standard is still going on. I don't know how long it's going to go on for that, like this. And the 200,000 Iraqis that have been killed since the invasion, who's going to be put in trial for them?
So you would, again, like to see, it's all a matter of context for you. It's not just Saddam Hussein guilty or innocent or deserved to be put to death or not. It's what else is going on in the bigger picture of justice,
right,
and politics.
I mean, justice for everyone. Okay. I mean, the 140 Kurds that's being killed by Saddam, and he sentenced to death for that. you know, how about the others? The Palestinians being killed the last 10 years daily, and nobody talk about it. And if they fight back, they call them terrorists. In the meantime, they are fighting for the freedom, too.
Okay, Ari, thank you very much. And, of course, the Israelis would disagree with the context and whether there's a slaughter going on that's analogous to Saddam Hussein's, but that debate is for another show. Kamil Mahdi, I believe Nadia said before she left that the president of Iraq, Mr. Talabani, refused to sign the execution order because he's against the death sentence, the death penalty in general. Do you see this as a major flashpoint going forward? Might there be a reluctance or a refusal on the part of the Iraqi government to actually execute Saddam Hussein?
No, I don't see that at all. In fact, this is a red herring. Talabani himself is responsible for lots of killings in his time, in which in one episode, for example, he was allied to Saddam Hussein in 1983 when his militia went and killed 60 members of the Iraqi Communist Party in a kind of service to the regime of Saddam Hussein. So I don't see that as really an obstacle, and Talabani himself said he would step aside and allow his vice president to sign the death penalty.
And in our last 30 seconds, is hanging a common form of execution still in the Arab world? It's been abolished here as cruel and unusual in favor of things like death by lethal injection, no matter what you think of that.
Well, I think all death penalties are really cruel. There's not a lot of difference in between them. But I think yes, hanging is more practiced than death by lethal injection.
Okay, Nadia Bilbassi was with us earlier. Kamil Mahdi, lecturer in the Institute of Arab and Islamic Studies at Exeter University. Thank you very much for joining
us. Thank you,
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. What to do about Alan Hevesy next? Thanks for listening to The Brian Lehrer Show from WNYC New York Public Radio. You can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.